Enough of the theme music. I was trying to see if I can get some callers on. This is Chris with IMTN Worldwide Radio on the air again for episode 8. Can't believe I've done 8 episodes already. The theme of this show overall is for new talent, people trying to get into the industry from scratch. They want to hear about other people in the industry from scratch and what some people have accomplished up till now, and I'm giving all these people a forum. I'm going to be interviewing models and actors, people in the business in regards to photographers and MUAs and directors and magazine publishers, all those good people. I'm definitely going to interview a lot of the people that I have, of course, because it's my radio show, of course. So people such as Krista Elise and other people I'll definitely be talking about. I'll go ahead and do a few shout-outs now as people get on the lines. Shout out to the Collins twins. They were going to try to listen in tonight. They're actually shooting tonight in Atlanta. Can't wait to see some pictures from them. I want to give a shout out to Flying Without Wings. They created a theme song for my TV show, this show. Hopefully they'll do some other stuff for me in the future. They're a great group. Check them out, myspace.com/FW2Music. I'm going to play a little bit of one of their tracks, Expialidesh, at the end of the night. Want to shout out some of the newer models that I'm starting to work with, Amaryllis, Allura, Amaya, actually it's pronounced Amia, Chimara, Jasmine Stacks, Meg Monet, Carmela Beso, Annalisa, of course, Jerrica Lynn, just a whole bunch of new people, Ruby Red, Nina German, almost forgot about y'all. Shout out to Jasmine Design and Photography. She's doing a great job. I just saw some pictures of Jerrica Lynn tonight. Her pictures look hot. I think once we get the edited versions, I'm going to just have all kind of cool pictures from Jerrica now. Really excited. Looking forward to seeing Amaryllis' pictures. And I've already seen Carmela Beso's and Anna's pictures from that beach shoot last week, so I'm really anticipating some really cool stuff. I'm going to have a couple of pictures where I have two females in the same picture for the first time. Other than the twins. So I'm really excited to see that. Definitely, my first hour show is coming. I still haven't set a date, but the first hour show is going to be, the topic is non-information. You go to a casting, you go to an audition, you look at a casting, and you're not getting a lot of information to make you feel warm and fuzzy inside to where you should go to that casting. That's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about when people sit down in front of you and they still really don't tell you anything, but they think that they are telling you something. It's non-information. I'm going to do part of the show on that, as well as interview certain models and ask them their experiences as far as going to castings and what they look for when they go to a casting, what kind of things have happened with them going to castings where they didn't really get a lot of information. I'm going to be talking about that. I want to give a shout out to Wardell. His play is coming up on the 24th. If you want to find out more about it, go to Facebook, Adam, Wardell Richardson. He'd be glad to give you ticket information as far as that goes. Again, my first hour show is coming up. Krista Elise is going to be one of my main interviews. I'm also probably going to interview Annalisa a little bit more in depth in regards to her first photo shoot. I think she's on tonight, so we'll talk a little bit tonight in regards to her first ever photo shoot. Be sure to hit me up on the email in regards to the show. IMTMWorldwideRadio@gmail.com. Hit me up about topics that you would want to talk about in regards to the industry. I'll check those out. Make sure you go to the YouTube page and see some of the live version of the show at www.youtube.com/IMTMCEO. There's a lot of footage from my trip to Fort Myers the other week. Definitely look at all the new pictures that are up, myspace.com/IMTMForever. I'll shout those out later. Let me see who's on the line, because I have an 803 number on here I haven't seen before, I don't think. I might be mistaken. Let's see who this might be. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nina German.
Hey, it's Nina German all the way from the Carolinas. How are you doing from the Queen City tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm in Columbia, actually.
Oh, in Columbia. All right. Okay. Hey, how did your, I know earlier you said you were going to work out. How'd your workout go?
It went well. I did a lot of upper body tonight. Abs, you know, arms, shoulders, that good stuff. I did a lot of cardio last week, so. Body.
All right, cool. And see, and now just thinking about it, that's going to be a topic eventually, staying in shape. If you're a model or actor, actress, or whatever, one of the mainstays in being in the industry for a long time is staying in shape. Which, what actors do you see out there? Shoot, Denzel. Denzel is 50-plus, and he's in the book of Eli kicking butt. He ain't doing that just because. He's doing that because he's in shape. You know, I saw the interview of Denzel, and they were saying that one scene that we all see in the previews, they did that all in one take. You know, that's a lot of stuff he was doing. So staying in shape is definitely very important when you're taking pictures, you're running, you're doing all these things. Staying in shape is a big deal. Tell us about yourself, some Nina. I got a little bit of time. Tell us about your modeling out there in the Carolinas.
Well, I've been in the modeling game for about 4 years. I did my first photo shoot just with a little encouragement from a photographer that I met online, and from there he kind of pushed me to go on to Model Mayhem, and that's where I kind of got my start.
Cool.
I did a lot of promo modeling. I've worked with several photographers, Carolina Honey, which is in the Queen City in Charlotte, North Carolina. I did a lot in North Carolina. Some things in Atlanta as well. I've worked with a lot of photographers in Atlanta.
Okay. Cool. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, cool. My screen just went down for a second, so I'm hoping I don't have an error. As I try to fix this, let's see if I can fix this real quick. My switchboard. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep you on the line. I'm going to put you back on hold, but I definitely appreciate you calling in and lending your support to the show. This is something that I'm really excited about, especially for the first episode. And just keep in touch, okay?
I will do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Nina. All right, everybody. Are you still online, Nina? Don't say anything because my system is going down. If everyone else can hear me, I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty, so y'all bear with me right now. A couple of the other models I know are online. I think Annalisa is online, and I think Amaryllis might be online as well, and there's another 239 number on there. I might be thinking that might be Jasmine Rosado of Jasmine Design and Photography. So as soon as I can find out why my switchboard is acting stupid, I'm going to see if I can get them on air. In the meantime, I will talk about the show again. IMTN Worldwide Radio was something I created to coincide with the TV show that I've created called Are You Talented? Prove It. And with that show, it was basically a matter of I wanted to have people get into a position to show people in the industry that they're trying to pursue to be able to say, hey, I am better than other people, and here's why. The first episode I did was the pilot. It was called Acting Up, and I had several actors appear and, you know, kind of show what they can do. They did monologues. They were interviewed. They did a cold read from an actual movie script. And Roderick Minger was the first person to win the first episode. It was pretty cool. I also did a little bit of promo for the calendar that I want to do for 2011. I had a live band there. It was pretty. It was really nice. There was a lot of difficulties in getting the show shot. And the pilot that you see on youtube.com/IMTMCEO1 kind of gives you a little bit of an idea of everything that happened, but not the complete show. So hopefully when we redo the taping, everybody will get a good idea of, you know, how everything works and everything. So I'm really excited about that. It doesn't look like, folks, that my switchboard is going to come back up. So I'm not going to be able to pull up everybody else as far as guests. And this is what happens, I guess, in the radio industry sometimes when stuff doesn't work right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue to finish out. The problem is I don't know how much time I actually have left. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to kind of wiggle out of this a little bit. And I'm going to try to finish out the show without knowing how much time I have left. I'm going to talk about Annalisa a little bit. Annalisa had her first photo shoot, and hopefully people can hear me. I'm not even sure. Somebody should text me and let me know if I'm still on air or not. I would appreciate that. Anybody who can text me, let me know if you can hear me still. Annalisa had her very first photo shoot about a week and a half ago there in the Fort Myers area. The day before, we practiced, and we practiced on posing. We practiced on facial expressions. Oh, good. Thank you, Andrea. Carmela Beso just texted me, and she said that I have about 5 minutes, and she can hear me, too. I appreciate that. So Carmela Beso is on the line, so that's who that other person was. Thank you, Carmela. Annalisa had her first photo shoot, and the main thing she was really nervous about is poses that she might lock up and just do the same couple of poses over and over again. And then the other one was facial expression. Amaryllis just called in. Hi, Amaryllis. Thank you for letting me know I'm still on the air. And I'm still trying to fix this, actually, y'all, too, so there's a chance I might get this fixed before I get off the air, but we'll see, and I'll just have to do another test episode to find out what the kinks were. Anyway, so that's why, like I said, I'm going to have Anna on for sure because we're going to talk about how practicing the day before the shoot helped her the day of the shoot and how comfortable she was after the fact. Because, you know, there was just a lot of stuff that, if y'all could see it, you know, and saw the before and then you saw the after, you would definitely get an appreciation. That's one of the reasons I did the video, too, so that way you can see, okay, here she is practicing poses and doing poses and Jasmine is snapping pictures. Here's the end result on her page, you know, and it's pretty cool because, of course, I've seen it all. She saw it, but now it's like for other people to see it and then see the end result, that's a big deal as far as why you should practice. I always urge, get in the mirror, practice those facial expressions, get a thesaurus, find out what words mean, and see how you can make your face look like the word. You know, it's your eyes, it's your mouth, cheeks, all that kind of stuff plays into the part as far as facial expressions. And then, of course, with your body, that's just trial and error. I did kind of mention that a couple of times on the video, so definitely check that out. Amaryllis just had her first shoot on the beach, Fort Myers Beach, just the other day as well, so I'm looking forward to seeing her pictures. Carmela Beso had some great shots on the beach. Both her and Anna took some shots together, and they had some really great sunset pictures. Like I said, I just saw some of their pictures. So I'm very excited to get that shoot out the way, and thank you again for Jasmine Design and Photography. I just heard that I got 90 seconds, so what I'm going to do is I can't even close out with my music. Now I'm mad. Hopefully everybody appreciated this episode. You know, having Nina online, thank you again, Nina, for calling in. We got to talk a little bit about fitness. That's going to be another topic for sure I'm going to talk about. Again, shout out to all the new models that I'm going to be working with. I'm going to also go ahead and shout out, because I almost didn't do it, Richland Ray, if they're listening, and All American Dream Girl, if they're listening. I don't see them online. Well, I don't see them online now, but they're in Tallahassee. Shay, Shawnee up there in Atlanta, Majida, and Leticia over in Chattanooga, Tabitha in New York, just all the models in general. If I didn't mention you, sorry. Innovative Modern Talent Management 2010, I'm looking for really big things. But this show is the start of a lot of stuff, too, so hopefully everybody gets to listen on a regular basis. Y'all take care, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Thanks. Bye.